So, Mark, after the 2-0 loss against Guernsey, what do you make of the result, first of all?
Well, on reflection, while it was 1-0, we had chances. I think the first half was a pretty even affair. It's very disappointing to have gone in at half-time conceding a goal, although it was a sensational strike. Goalkeeper couldn't really do much about it. And it took a goal like that to make the difference between the two teams as we went in at half-time. And then, you know, with second half, we had chances, they had chances. And I can't believe we didn't score. We just normally are more clinical than that. Our goalkeeper pulled off a number of excellent saves. And as the game went on, we got a bit stretched and we went three at the back, took a risk. And it was either going to work for us where we got a goal or they were going to get two. And unfortunately, it went the wrong way for us. But on another day, we could have got a result here, at least got a draw. A couple of positives from us was that we had two academy boys who came on and probably created our best opportunities right at the death, but it was too late then.
I suppose despite the wind and rain, the horrible conditions, it really was a real end-to-end game of football, really entertaining game as well.
Well, maybe from the neutral point of view, it was entertaining. It's very difficult for us to... it's four losses on the bounce now, so we're going through a difficult period, so it's very difficult for us to enjoy an entertaining game when you lose. But it could have been a draw, and we would have been happy with a draw today.
And of course, like you said, it's four losses in a row. You obviously want to get that out of the way as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, we've got as one can tell from our bench, we've got a number of important players out. We haven't got a game next weekend, so it'll give us an opportunity. We've got the trophy the week after. It'll give us an opportunity to get all our players fit again, hopefully, for the busy Christmas schedule.